welcome, dashing daredevils and dueling damage dealers, to D&D and Big D, where we put the D in D&D. We're a worldwide group of friends who play and review Polish adventures. We also invite special guest PCs to join the fun. Hey there, this is Dungeon Meister Z, also known as Stuntmonkey Z on Twitter. For this one-shot, we're playing through The Deathless Skies of Sire, written by Sadie Lowry and Amber Litke. It's a level 10 adventure and is available on DM's Guild. Our special guest PC is one of our modern-day national treasures, Mr. David Tilstra, the DM of From Afar podcast. And before we get started, don't forget to click on the subscribe button wherever you get your podcast ear candy. Follow us on Twitter, leave us a review, and tell your friends about us. And now, pour yourself another ale, tip your barkeep, and pull up a chair as we listen to The Deathless Skies of Sire by Sadie Lowry and Amber Litke. Just be one quick second.
It better be.
Hey, playa.
What?
According to the rules, I can't hate you. I gotta hate the game, so.
Yes. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Them's the breaks, kid.
How y'all doing?
Doing good. Good. Wow, dude, you're like got the whole pro setup thing going on, man. Holy cow. All we got is like headsets and.
Hey. This is actually just a prop. It doesn't actually do anything. I'm just trying to hide so you guys can't see me.
Cool.
Oh, thanks for turning your video off, Lenny.
You're welcome. I know I'm ugly enough.
Oh, Lenny. Thank you.
That's why I have scotch.
You go by David or Dave Big D or...
I actually go by Alex. I guess to make it easy, David. But if Dave slips out, I'm not going to hurt you too bad.
Okay, so David, what we do here, we play published adventures.
Okay.
And we do it in one session. Normally, it can go anywhere from 4 to 8 to 12 hours plus whatever each of these adventures. But we streamline the whole process.
Heck yeah.
And we just pull out all the stops. So anything that you want to try or, you know, just want to risk, it's weapons free in here, man.
Okay.
You know, just imagine this as your workbench for DMing certain scenarios on your own as well, man. So
excellent. Very, very excited to check that to be a part. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here, man. Yeah. So, let me ask you real quick, David. Tell us about From Afar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, I am the Dungeon Master for the Dungeons & Dragons 5e actual play podcast. I think that's what we're calling them now. From Afar podcast. It's me, my little brother, Andy, and two of our friends from high school and two of our friends who've done some like improv stuff with together. So it's three of us, four of us, and we just go around, try to make people smile and try to make people have a little better day. It all takes place in like Faerun, but it's like the story is made up by me. So it's like a seafaring adventure. The one we're on right now is called the Quest for Atlantis. So we're just taking these three fools around, trying to help them find a lost city.
Right on. So how long have you been doing that, man?
So we have been doing a D&D podcast for just a little over 2 years now, but we've been doing From Afar for just a little over a year, basically.
Okay. So with that, let's go ahead and get the party started.
Hell yeah. Well, let me grab my bottle opener real quick.
Go for it.
1 second.
Yeah. All right, guys, don't fuck this up like last time, okay?
I know, right? I'm so, like, under pressure.
Step one, are you recording?
Yes.
No, okay. All
right, we are here, we are online, we are good.
Hell yeah. Okay, so we're going to be recording a story by Amber Litke and Sadie Lowry. Now, Sadie is somebody that I'm familiar with on Twitter, which is we get about, I'd say, 95% of our content is through Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And they created The Deathless Skies of Sire.
Ooh.
It is a 6 to 8 hour Eberron adventure for 4 to 5 10th level players. And so we're going to be going through this with our patented hold my beer way of running this whole shindig.
Okay. D and Jackass, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get in the shopping cart. Let's go.
You know, funny you say that. It's another adventure at a Supermaskin.
Hell yeah. Love it.
Let me see. The whole premise of this story here, as I mentioned before, it is set in Eberron. So we're talking about Toast, the Day of Mourning.
as in sadness. Mm-hmm. You know, there's fire, devastation, obliterating, like, everything all around Sire. We see to a scale that nobody could imagine. Nearly everyone within its borders had died and was left as a corrupted wasteland now known as the Mornland. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out what I can tell you without telling you everything.
Why are we even here?
Yeah, who chose this place?
Oh, of course it's big, but look at the location.
All right, so while I get this going, let's go around the room and everyone introduce your characters so I can get that out of the way real quick. David, because you are the special guest PC, you have the floor.
Cool. So I'll be playing a male halfling monk by the name of Cade Greenbottle. He is a drunken master monk, and he's kind of a brooding, like, imagine sort of a small Trevor Belmont for anyone who's watched Castlevania.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, it's very good.
Have you seen the third season yet?
I just started it last night. Oh. I'm very behind, but I just started it. I'm very excited.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I thought Jake was fucking with us. Yeah. All right, Cade Greenbottle.
Greenbottle. Just to make it clear, a drunken master monk. Because I've never done that, and I'm very excited. And also, I'm drinking right now. So
we'll see who the drunken master is here.
Fair enough. Oh, is there another one?
Oh, no, just a drinking.
Oh, got it. So, cheers to that.
All right, so next up, we have Adiago.
I am the Adiago Coda.
Adiago Coda.
The Bard of Bards.
Ooh.
There are no other bards but me. Statues have been made of me. Towns have been named for me. Pretty sure several children are mine. That may have been named for me.
Fantastic.
If you need something, don't come to me.
And we just mute him for the rest of the episode. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
If only you could.
Oh. Can't silence the truth.
Can't handle the truth.
My accolades go on and on. I've saved countless lives. I've burned down castles. It's a busy life, but a good one.
And Feather followed all the way.
I did, and nobody else. Everybody else climbed down the rope. Like fucking peasants.
That's funny because it's true.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm not done. Sure.
I'm not done. I'm still going.
I was given a harmonica.
I was given a harmonica. And I cherish it. It's a great harmonica. Okay, I'm done now.
Yes. Okay, next up we have...
It's a 40-foot statue.
You need to stop. I am going to invent a way to reach through and slap the shit out of you.
Until then...
I will see you at PAX 2025.
I'm going to come dressed as Bubble Boy, so you still won't be able to slap me.
You'll just be my virtual beach ball, you beach.
I will pop the bubble for you, Kitty, so you can smack the shit out of him.
Okay. No, I will bring my hatchet.
Adiago is loved by all.
And Granum, go ahead.
So, I am a Earth Ganassi.
Oh, wait, Adiago, are you human?
Oh, yeah, the best.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. I just threw up in my mouth a little.
That's a very attractive human, by the way. Not like those Genasi people. Okay, I'm done. Okay.
Especially the Earth Genasi.
Oh, God, yeah. It's just like a... Look at that, it's a rock. No, it's a Genasi. Who can tell?
Unfortunately, in this case, you are not far off. I am Granum. I am an Earth Genasi cleric of the War Domain. So I have a very dark skin complexion, and yes, will suffice for now.
Oh, do you have an interesting story to tell?
I do, but it goes along with my baby, so I'm not sure if I should release that now.
All right.
I mean,
release the baby.
I want to see the child. Oh, fine. So, if you notice, he is he's missing his ring finger on his left hand.
He was married.
No, my baby so to speak, is Dawnspark, my warhammer. Received the warhammer after recovering the White Gauntlet of Torm from a mountain troll who had acquired it from the remains of the caravan the troll had ambushed and devoured. After bringing the remains of the dead to be properly buried, and the troll's head as a sign that it was truly dead, Torm, the god of courage and self-sacrifice, bestowed the hammer to me as a sign of his gratitude, along with a new signet ring to replace the one that was lost during the fight, as the troll bit it off of my hand, as he thought would stop my source of power, although he was sadly mistaken.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great story.
That was Shakespeare. Could have swore that was Othello. Oh, but okay.
Regardless, I was enraptured. Well done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like Shakespeare.
Just that was the best story ever.
And next.
Oh, we just need Socrates.
Let me see. Is it Rukus? Ruckus?
It's Ruckus.
Rukus. Ruckus.
Ruckus.
Like the scooter.
Nice. Like the uncle, no relation.
Okay, scooter.
Like the moped.
It's a scooter. Don't try to church it up.
He's a druid?
He doesn't look druish.
We need a druish princess.
Sorry, okay. Ruckus, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, so you see this...
I'm not sorry.
You may continue.
All right, so you see this spindly little blue-green kobold that kind of look up from his book, and he just kind of scratches his face a little bit, and then he just goes, I'm Ruckus, and I'm here because my matron, she's a copper dragon, and like she asked me to like travel around and go do some stuff and just bring back some conversations because she thinks I'm socially uncomfortable with things, and I don't see why this is important, but I know she says it is, and so, like, really, I got no choice but to say yes, Queen, so, yeah.
Bravo.
Fantastic.
I should probably mention that, like, I'm not very strong, and she knew that, so she, like, pulled this book out of her treasure map. And, like, at the time, I could... Well, out of a big treasure pile, right? And, like, at the time, I couldn't read. But then, I opened the book, and it just spoke to me, and it called me a doofus. And I guess that's pretty cool, because, like, I got powers now. Like, I just think of things, and this shit just happens.
Bitchin'.
Nice. I don't know what to say. That was a lot.
Welcome, Ruckus.
Ruckus. Could you describe the Ruckus?
So far, I'm loving all of these characters. All fantastic.
I'm the most lovable, though, right?
No, of course.
Thank you. Yes,
Kate leans over and whispers that in your ear. Of course.
Yes, thanks. He does
not feed his ego anymore.
Oh, he has an ego. Okay.
I don't remember buying one of those.
Still got a receipt.
Maybe it was given. Must have been given to me. Everything is just given to me.
Ego's generally a sign of emotional instability and insecurity brought about by abandonment issues early on in upbringing.
I like you, Ruckus.
I do too.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Scooter. Okay, Scooter.
I guess that's a friendly name. That's a nickname. I guess that means we're buddies now.
Totally buddies.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome, buddy.
And lastly, we have Becca.
Becca? Yes. Oh my god, I forgot how to say it. Aracocra.
Yeah. Aracocra? That's right. Yes.
Hell yeah.
And she's doing her own thing. She's a ranger and does things for hire to help out people. Has no real purpose. Just like a migrating bird.
I love it. What kind of bird?
She's got pheasant colors, female pheasant colors of like brown and gray. Not very pretty at all. Kind of like 4'10", very short, somewhat muscular, but she's just, she'll clean ya. She'll pick you. She'll take you or clean. She's handy, but she doesn't really say much.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out her voice. My throat hurts from allergies.
Allergy breath. All right, like cool.
The bird flu.
Better than coronavirus.
Fun fact, the bird flu was a coronavirus.
Really?
Any disease that is transmitted from an animal to a human is considered a coronavirus.
Really?
This one just happens to be the one that happened and started in 2019, so it gets the coronavirus disease 19.
Interesting. Like,
fun fact.
No joke, that is actually interesting.
And you're welcome. Yeah, that's Adiago making people better.
thank you, Adiago.
Useless information.
Well, somebody found it useful just because you're not going to retain it longer than 5 minutes, Rockman.
Show off.
I retain what's important.
I mean that with all due respect.
Of course you do.
No, I don't.
I already knew that.
Yes, I do. I do. I do. I do respect you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You just want me to heal you.
If it comes to that, I don't want to take any damage at all. So, no, I don't want you to heal me. But if it comes to it, then I will allow you.
Then I will not heal you, seeing as you.
I will allow you.
Request you may. Me not to. Thank you.
You may.
Not. Thank you.
Oh, I'll take those heals if you're just doling them out. I'll take them
whenever they are needed. Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Everybody, that's good. Good of you.
All right. You are actually being called. You're being hailed by an old friend of yours named Nyberos Saris.
Oh, Nye, yeah.
You know Nye.
Way back.
Yeah, the thing you did with the thing for him a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a great adventure.
Yeah, matter of fact, Cade and Adiago, both of you know Nyberos. He's a high elf. You know, he's a tall, slender elf with long, light chestnut hair and tan skin. Mm. Sharp, pale eyes are set above high cheekbones, and he carries himself with an air of dangerous stature. And unsurprisingly, Adiago can keep up with him quite a bit. And Cade, you can just hold your own anywhere you go, too. You just carry yourself rather well.
Yeah.
I do try. Yes, thank you.
I just look good. I can't help it.
As you flip your hair.
It flips itself. It flips itself. I use prestidigitation. My hair flips itself.
It's always impressive.
Well, thank you. I am a good-looking person. I can't help it.
Were you a good-looking person? I thought you just kind of average looks, though.
With the charisma of 20, you know.
Oh, got it.
Confidence makes up for looks every day of the week.
Yeah.
But when you got both.
When you got both, it's just you get a level 12 bard. That's what you get.
Just to put it on rails a little bit, Nyberos hires all of you to join Captain Shinovrai as protection and retrieve an item from the Mornland. And he promised vast amounts of gold as a reward.
Hmm.
I like gold.
Gold is good. Gold makes statues get built.
They were building it for free.
Yeah, well,
they built it for free.
That was that adventure.
Yeah.
This is a disadventure.
Okay. Different statue. Got it.
Different statue. There you go.
So we're going with this Captain Shinovar to retrieve an item. Is that what you said?
That is correct. Yeah. Shinovrai, a bronze skinned half elf with voluminous golden brown curls and the mark of storm. Ooh, sounds handsome.
Yeah.
Very dashing. Yeah. Okay. So you're going on board the Dauntless. was a house, Lyrandar airship, once helmed through boundless skies by Shinovrai's mentor, but it ran afoul of a storm in a supply run during the last war.
Hell yeah.
Leaving Shinovrai alone with a splintered vessel. While House Lyrandar oversaw the repairs, Shinovrai couldn't leave her past behind and helped. So looks like Shinovrai is captaining this vessel just to kind of keep things rolling.
Fuck yeah. So we're on like a floating airship, like going towards these lands.
That is correct.
Hell yes.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's a bit of role playing that's involved, obviously, that we're bypassing here. So.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
I used to own an airship.
Will you lit it on fire?
No. Why would I light my own airship on fire?
I
I just hope we're not flying over 2,500 feet off the ground, because if I go any higher than that, then internalized pressure of my bloodstream, it kind of breaks things, and I start getting nosebleeds, and I start passing out a lot.
Ruckus, I want you to ask him every few minutes, are we there yet? Make sure you ask Adiago directly.
Hey, Scooter, let's play a game. Perfect. We're going to play the quiet game.
Why would I want to play that? The matron asked me to be talkative.
You're going
to
go first.
But I don't want to go first. I don't want to play.
No, the rest of us decided.
Okay, starting now. Adiago, are we there yet?
Yes.
You're lying to me.
But you know, everybody can't share their... Sorry, my mom just walked into the room.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, I'll say hi.
Can I get some pizza bagels?
She made them all. They're coming in. I mailed them to you guys.
That's I love sweet. Pizza bagels.
Oh, yes.
Sorry about that.
But it's Taco Tuesday.
Can I have a Bendy Strong my chocolate milk, please?
Dude, that actually sounds really cool right now. I'm not going to lie.
It does. No rest.
So I feel like if we're just like floating in this like really cool, majestic area, like Kate is like definitely just like looking out over the rails, like drinking a lot and just like just looking out over, like contemplating the scenery and the drink.
Okay, pause for a sec. I see here where I'm supposed to start reading something. Let's see. So back at Nyberos real quick, I realize that crossing in... Hold on. Let me see if I can get my Nyberos voice in.
I believe in you.
Oh, I realize that crossing into the ruined Sire is no small favor, which is why I have not only arranged ideal transportation for you, but an ample sum. Let me be clear, however, my generosity is fully dependent on the state of the Telluric synapses when it returns to me. I will owe no gold for an item I cannot use. Damn it, Bobby.
Oh, come on now, you know me. We'll get it back to you how you want it.
If you do, I promise you 5,000 gold for you and your friends, each.
Mm, fantastic.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
About as much as I can carry.
Would you like to roll persuasion?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, roll at disadvantage because Nyberos is your boy. And if you fail, this will sever all ties.
Oh, no.
All right, the first one was a measly 19.
Oh, so measly.
The dice was a 6.
Oh, wow.
And the second one was a 26. So the 19 was the one that we'll go with.
Okay, so in that case, he says, "Ha, Diago, you and I go way back."
Way back.
So I think I will extend the generosity to 10,000 gold.
Excellent. No, you're the best.
No, Yadago, you're the best.
Aw, oh, thanks.
Along with Cade, Greenham, Ruckus, and Becca, which is why I have all 5 of you on this quest.
Thanks, man. You know, you're good. You're good for it. Anything for you.
All right, so then he introduces you to Shinovrai, and let's see here. He says,
You may scour the towers from the cogs to the skyway. It matters not. You will not unearth a more capable pilot than Captain Shinovrai.
And so now we fast forward on board the Dauntless.
Very cool.
So, okay, Kate is looking out.
Oh, yeah, just super edgy.
And, ooh, there's even stats here, little things here for exploring the ship. You can see gossiping stuff that you'll hear aboard. There's a little reference to departing. Here we go. All right, here's what's going to happen. Let me see. I need 2 teams of 2. Or actually, no, everybody roll a d6.
1 for Grunham.
5.
9. Nope, 6. Sorry.
That's a pretty spicy d6, my dude.
That's how I roll. Get it? How I roll.
Nice.
Ruckus, Greenham?
That's 2.
Okay. So then Granum's going to sit this one out. So the teams are going to be Becca and Cade, and then Adiago and Scooter. Ruckus.
Excellent.
That's fantastic.
Look at that, buddy. We're going to be doing some exploring.
Absolutely. I'm going to let you open all the doors.
You know what? That sounds pretty good to me, pal.
All right. So then Captain Shinovrai has the four of you sit down at a table, and this one is called Mugs and Rum. Let me see. Six mugs of rum are set up on two sides of a table. All of you must succeed on a dexterity check.
Oh, boy.
To toss a ball into a mug on the opposite side of the table.
I'm halfway decent at dexterity being a monk, so.
All right.
Throwing that shit.
All right. So, all right. Cade, you are the guest. You go first.
That is just a straight dex check or
dexterity check, throw. Yeah.
That is a 23.
All right. You make it in.
Hell yeah.
So then, Diago, Ruckus, which one of you is going to drink?
Oh, we didn't even get a chance to block it?
Nope.
All right.
I did that cool thing where I was like, hey, what's that over there? And you guys both looked, and then I threw it in.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Diago will drink.
Okay. Roll a Constitution saving throw.
Oh, I can do that. That's for the D4, right?
Yeah, sure is. Go right ahead.
Three.
Total?
Yeah, plus zero. Yeah, three plus zero.
Alrighty, so... And you're definitely feeling that rum. Alright, next up is Diego or Ruckus. Which one of you wants to go first?
Ruckus, you should go first. You probably have a pretty good chance.
Okay. So, I'm gonna take that little ball thing there, and I'm gonna toss it. I just gotta make sure I get the art just right.
you're a kobold, right?
I am a kobold.
So is this like a human like holding up like an exercise ball, like one of those like big balls?
No, see what happened is like I'm getting Adiago here to like tell me what the terrain is because I'm a little too proud to be picked up right now, even though I can't see what's on top of the table.
I cast Mage Hand and raise it up underneath him so that he can have the same advantage that the rest of us have.
Oh, hey, that's so cute. That's pretty cool, man.
I know.
All right, so I'm gonna make that toss. And that is going to be a 21.
Hell yeah.
All right, you make it in. All right, so then Cade and Becca, which one of you is going to drink?
Oh, well, I think Cade was already drinking, actually.
Okay. All righty.
He drank when he made it into our cup.
Yeah, that's how we do it, right? I just throw it in. No. Okay, here we go.
That's my boy.
All right, so...
Con save?
Con save.
Oh, boy. All right, that is a 7?
Seven.
A solid 7.
Okay, well, unfortunately, because of your drunken master style, you get to roll at advantage, so roll again.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an 8.
I think strong rum.
He wants it. He's all like, I think there was a moment in his mind, he's like, I can resist this. Then he's like, but why? And just like, let it happen.
For a split second there, I was thinking we overplayed our hand, buddy.
No, I think we're good.
Oh, well, this rum is, it's too good. Oh, here we go.
Becca just watches you like a bird watches.
So how many cups of rum are left on the table?
Looks like there's going to be, what, 5 each?
Oh boy. We've already had one each.
One each, yeah. Okay, let's see. So next up is going to be, I guess, Becca? No, correction. Damn it, who's going first?
I went first for me and Becca, so...
Okay, so then it's Becca's turn.
My dear friend, I think it's your turn to throw this ball.
And didn't they just miss?
No.
Kate just missed.
No, you made yours in, so Kate had to chug that one.
I chugged it.
Yeah.
So oh, I think it's failed, up. You failed your constitution.
Both of them, actually.
on purpose. Yes.
Oh, look. Oh, I'm going to drink. Oh, darn.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to get that for
thank
you.
Thank you, Becca.
Oh. All right, Becca, go for it.
All right. Before she throws, Adiago casts Unseen Servant, and the Unseen Servant is going to put his arm over the top of all of the mugs.
Hell yes. Oh, my gosh.
And that's where the Unseen Servant will stay until the end of the game.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Can I roll now? Yes, you can roll now.
18? Roll it.
Well, it's not a 22.
There's no way the ball can get in. They are completely covered by my Unseen Servant.
Yeah, but isn't it like phantasmal so it can go through?
No, the spell creates an invisible, mindless, shapeless medium force that performs simple tasks at your command until the spell ends.
How long is the spell?
One hour.
40 hours. Oh, God.
Yes.
All right, so then which one of y'all is going to chug? Because apparently it's miraculously... Wait. Before you cast that spell, you had to sing a song.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor?
Drink.
We're drinking again.
No. Keep going, dude. Keep going. You got to keep casting the spell.
For the 48 hours, you got to keep going.
No, that's not how that spell works. Casting time, one action. Done.
Nice.
All right, Becca, go ahead.
Becca picks up the... Picks up. Becca takes
All right,
the
roll
drink.
That constitution safe throw.
Okay. Ooh. 19. Ooh,
nice. All right.
Good job.
Let me see, being an Aarakocra that you are, you are very familiar with rum. Mm. You can recognize the it's fermentation, you can recognize its alcohol content, everything, and you just shake it right off. All right, next up.
I guess Audio is the testable.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see, I have a super awesome dexterity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20?
Yeah.
All right, so that's actually an 18 because you failed your previous constitution saving throw, so that lowers it by 2.
Cool.
Ooh. Do we get a... Could I try something?
Yeah.
With my speedy monk reflexes, under the guise of acting drunk, could I try to, like... stumble over the cup as it's like coming at us and like just try to like knock it out of the way. Oh, sorry, friend. Oh. And I rolled a 19, so I guess that wouldn't.
That wins, yeah.
Over his. You're so drunk right now. I can't even focus on what we're doing.
Adiago wants to make an insight to check.
All right, roll a disadvantage because you're also trying to hold the Unseen Servant spell going too.
Yep, okay. First one was a 7 plus 5, so 12. And the second one is a 9, so 12 would be the insight check.
Okay, well, the insight check is actually a 10 because of the drunken state.
Yep, cool.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, you fail.
So I don't know about you guys.
Oh, well. Oh, God, that guy is so drunk.
I think it checks out. I mean, he looks pretty lit right now.
I, like, turn to Becca and just, like, very undrunkenly, like, wink, like, we got this.
Becca just pretends like she's ruffling her feathers and nods her head like she's feeling woozy or whatever. She remembers what it's like to be drunk, but she's just kind of playing along. She's having fun, but she won't say anything.
That's a birdie. Fair enough. All right. Throw the ball.
All right. Pretty good. All right, so with that, let's see. Next round, who's up?
Are we back to the top?
Yeah.
Oh, then that would be your dear friend Cade. Oh boy. Yeah. Well, maybe the drink is hitting him a bit because that was a natural one.
Ooh, Juan has showed up.
So there it is.
Okay, so again, as you're tossing it, only this time the ball goes bouncing off the side of the ship. And as everyone follows the ball, you see on the horizon, on the ship, they coalesce on the deck, a couple of forms of a revenant and two whites.
Hmm. They're not supposed to be here, are they?
No, they're not.
All right.
So everybody, let's roll for initiative.
Right.
Just listen to part one of our playthrough of The Deathless Skies of Sire, written by Sadie Lowry and Amber Litke. Thanks to David Tilstra for joining us on this wild adventure. Be sure to follow and subscribe to From Afar Podcast. And stay tuned for the next episode of Deathless Skies of Sire. See you on the other side.